You say you want to make more money. You say you want things to be different. But when 6 a.m. rolls around, you hit that snooze button, turn over, and go back to sleep again. You value your sleep more than changing your life. And I'm not against sleep, but sometimes you need to do what others won't do today so you can have what others can't have tomorrow.
See, some of you are not willing to be bad at something long enough to get good at it. See, if you don't like sales, you're not by yourself. I didn't like sales. I wasn't good at it. But I was willing to last through the learning curve, and I stayed bad long enough to get good. What would your life look like with an extra 6 or 7 figures? Hey, you know what? I've made lots of sales since then. My first sale, 1.5 years, right? And now I've made sales. I mean, I've made, the biggest sale I ever made was a $400,000 sale. It's great to do $400,000 on a webinar, but how about a $400,000 one sale? I stayed in the game long enough to learn the game.
Waking up an hour early is an opportunity to get ahead. Why do you think poor stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly? It's right there. Take it.
You know why it's hard for you to sell? Because you're trying to sell. You know why it's hard for you to get people to buy? Because you're trying to get people to buy. See, I don't ever want to... Somebody came to me one time and said, are you in sales? I said, I am. They said, what do you sell? I said, that depends. What do you want to buy?
But what's easy to do is also easy not to do.
You must focus on others, not on yourself. That's secret number two. Focus on others.
Don't despise small beginnings because it's in the small steps that lead to big changes. You've had get in shape and lose weight on your goals list for the past 5 years. But when evening rolls around, instead of hitting the weights, you're hitting a bag of potato chips. Instead of walking or running, listening to something inspirational, you're watching people live their dreams instead of you living yours. I don't have a favorite sports team. My family is my team. That's the championship I'm fighting for.
Anybody who knows me knows that all of the principles that I teach, they come from the Bible. I don't always show you the chapter and verse, but I'm telling you, if you hear me say something, you know that's where it came from. It's really interesting. There's this verse that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How many of y'all have heard that before, right? But almost everybody knows what it says, almost nobody knows what it means, right? Like, what is the kingdom of God? And see, when I realized, came to the realization what the kingdom of God is, it was amazing. Because what it really is all about, it's about me yielding to God as the king of my life. And then when I yield to him as the king of my life, I get to rule over my assignment as the king of my assignment. So nobody can do the thing that I am here to do better than me. I am King Myron, right? And I don't need to be the king over people because I'm the king over my assignment. And here's what's really cool. I get to use the assignment that I'm king over to serve other people.